Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, and we're going to talk with Brandon Ramo, my son, who's in charge of the MERVED event going on out at Lacaparral Valley this coming Monday, January 15th, kind of an annual thing, and Brandon's here to tell us all about it. Right, Brandon?
Yeah, should be a good day. A lot of teachers. It's something that's been going on for many years, so yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, your whole staff has been very busy putting this together. It's a big big event to organize and put together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something we pretty much start working on in September, October. We kind of get the ball rolling a little bit, and then it really picks up basically after Thanksgiving is when the kind of rubber meets the road there a little bit, and things get handed off to Katie, and Katie puts a lot of time and effort into our MELT program here, and she's been up late at night this week, a week before MELT, putting things together. So, yeah, a lot of work goes into to the day.
Okay. First of all, before we talk about the event, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about MERVED. What's that all about? What is that?
So the MERVED is a consortium of schools, 9 school districts in southwest, west central Minnesota, comprising of from Ortonville all the way down to Mineota, up to Renville, and up to Benson, and pretty much everything in between there. So the 9 school districts in there, including Lacaparral, obviously. And basically what we do is our goal is to just help our districts collaborate, come together, and kind of efficiently and effectively and cost-effectively do things, because we know out here in the rural area, sometimes we don't have access to everything that people have in the city and things like that, and so we need to come together in order to make some of those things happen. So that's kind of our primary goal. We basically have three or four of us that work here in the office, myself as the assistant director, our director Karen Jacobson, and then we have administrative assistant Katie Ramo, and then we also have another secretary, Pam Bruins, in the office, who works a little bit for the MERVED. So, and then Bruce Bergeson runs a program for us. But pretty much there's 3 of us that work full-time for the MERVED.
Okay, and your offices are located where?
We're located in Montevideo, kind of next to Art's Dairy Freeze, and between Art's Dairy Freeze and McDonald's. That's kind of how we phrase it. And we also oversee the Alternative Learning Center here, so it's the same building that the ALC is located
in
as well.
That's a good place to be located, between Art's Dairy Freeze and McDonald's, right?
Some days, yeah, some days it is.
Okay. Well, talk about the event that's happening at Lacaparral Valley this coming Monday. Talk about that. What is it?
Yeah, so the MELT, it's called the MELT Conference. It's an acronym for MERVED Educators Learning Together. We have about 600 teachers in our MERVED, and they all attend this conference. It's for relicensure areas, just getting better as teachers, also an opportunity for our teachers to network together. It's been in its current form, has been going on for about 13, 14 years, kind of in this format. Prior to me taking over, it was kind of a little different format, but they still came together and did different things, whether or not sometimes they had a keynote speaker, different things like that. We don't do any keynote speakers in the winter. We do all breakout sessions and, you know, up to about 35 to 40 different things per hour for teachers to choose from.
Okay, so basically the 600 teachers in the school districts around us here gather at Lacaparral Valley, and it's kind of an educational thing for them. They go to different rooms where you have presenters, right? Talk about a certain topic?
Yeah, and so as a teacher in Minnesota, you need to have certain areas you need to cover in a 5-year span for your license, and so you have to, like, have reading prep, learning about accommodations, modifications to curriculum. There's a couple new ones the state has come across with. New this year will be Native American history, so all teachers in Minnesota must have some type of class in Native American history. Cultural competency is a really big one, mental health type of stuff. And those are just the relicensure areas, and we have a variety of different things that people come out and talk about, whether it's different technology tools to use in the classroom. We have people that come out and talk about drug trends. We have the Drug and Gang Task Force out of Willmar. We got the Minnesota FBI coming out and talking about sextortion and different types of human trafficking, things like that. So some hot hot button topics as well.
You have the FBI coming out, huh, to do a session?
Yeah, this will be the second year we've had the Minnesota FBI coming out last year. They did a session on threats to school violence. Now this year they're kind of focusing on human trafficking, so you may see some TV ads out of the FBI or Minnesota FBI on human trafficking. This is kind of one of their outreaches to come out to schools. Last year we were one of the first ones in the state to have the FBI actually come to our schools, and so it's starting to get a little bit bigger. Another really big one, we have a couple big ones. We have the Taylor Hooten Foundation coming out of Texas, and so they are big into body image and steroid use, and so they're actually the national leader in steroid use. So if you remember a few years ago when Major League Baseball went through their steroid use, Taylor Hooten Foundation was big in trying to combat that. Taylor Hooten was a high school kid used steroids and actually ended up killing himself. And so this foundation was formed on him, and they're going to come out and talk to our teachers. They're actually going to be sticking around for an extra day, and they're going to talk to students from Dawson, Boyd, Montevideo, and Lacaparo as well. So that's kind of a pretty cool opportunity.
What a great opportunity for the teachers in the area to learn from these people, huh?
Yeah, you know, and some, you know, we get some nuggets as well here. We have the National Rural Teacher of the Year. She comes from Morris, Minnesota. She won the state award this last year and actually moved on to the national and actually won the national award for what she does in her classroom. And she comes out of Morris. She's actually a Benson High School graduate, so a lot of connections to the MERVED. And she's going to come out and speak to our teachers as well. So, you know, it's just little things like that we find and kind of nuggets of Southwest Minnesota that make us unique. And that's not to downplay all of our local teachers that are also presenting. We have about 30 or 40 local teachers presenting as well.
Okay. How about mental health? That's kind of a big issue right now. You have any sessions on mental health?
Yeah, and so, you know, we saw in education, especially coming out of the pandemic, you know, a lot of mental health and a lot of mental health, not only for our students, but also for our teachers. And so, you know, we have a couple people coming out and a couple local teachers coming out and talking about mental health. Suicide awareness is also a relicensure topic, and so we have some people coming out of the state. We have Brian Scogan, who comes out of Canby, Minnesota, guy who's presented for me for years. His school counselor does a fabulous job. He talks about suicide awareness and different things as well there. But yeah, certainly mental health is a big component to education, again, not only for students but also for teachers.
Do you have a list of the school districts that will be attending Monday at Lacaparo Valley? You just want to run through some of the schools?
Yeah, you're going to put me on the spot to try to hit all nine here, but I'll
okay.
I'll do my best. I'll start, I always do it geographically. So we got Ortonville, Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd, Montevideo, Mineota, Lakeview, Renville County West, Benson, and Yellow Medicine East are nine school districts. Ivanhoe does tag along. They're kind of their separate school district, but a few years ago they shared a superintendent. And so they ended up doing school calendar, so Ivanhoe sends, they only have about 8-9 teachers that they send. But those nine school districts coming from about an hour away. So if you drive by Lacaparo, you're going to see a lot of vehicles and buses and activity in the parking lot. And of course, historically, it's got to be one of the coldest weeks of the year. So, and that's what we're going to looks like we're going to be on the doorstep of.
All right, and you feed all of them too, right?
Yeah, and so actually this year we're bring that up, we're doing something a little bit different. We're actually having our meal catered this year. They're going to be catered out of, and it's probably a little free advertising for them, but Wurstmachers out of Morris is going to come out and cater our meal, and they're going to have a pork loin, and it sounds like a fabulous meal for our teachers as well.
All right, just to mention too, this isn't open to the public, it's just for the local school district teachers, right?
That's correct. So each one of our districts is a paid member to our consortium, and so this is kind of a and then the districts pay to have, you know, they all put money in a pot, and so it's kind of, again, effectively and efficiently using our resources and our money to bring some of these experiences to our teachers. So yeah, that's correct. It's just for our local teachers.
All right, real good. Tell us when it's happening again and where. And
so we do it on Martin Luther King Day, so January 15th. It's Monday, January 15th. Sessions will start at 8:40, and We conclude about 2 o'clock to allow our teachers to get back in time to, you know, do their coaching and after school activities and things like that. And so, yeah, so we're going to look 600 teachers walking around the school, the hallways at Lac Parle Valley, a lot of buzz. Lunch is always a sight to see, so hopefully we get some pictures posted on Facebook.
Yep, and Q92 will be out there broadcasting Monday morning, the event, and maybe we'll talk with Brandon here and maybe some presenters. So, all right, looking forward to it, Brandon.